Top stories making the news this hour at Press TV. Bahrain imposes a curfew in the capital, Manama. Saudi forces deployed to the Sheikh to have attacked anti-government protesters. Six people have been killed and many others wounded. Helicopters are strafing the ralliers. Troops have also attacked the Salmaniye hospital where the wounded are being treated. Iran's president has strongly condemned the occupation of Bahrain by foreign troops. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says regional nations blame the occupation of Bahrain on the U.S. and its supporters of the Bahraini regime. Iran's defense minister has also said the military intervention in Bahrain will fan tensions. Two Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Gaza Strip. Israeli warplanes hit an area near Gaza City. Israel has carried out many attacks on Gaza since the end of its war against the enclave over 2 years ago. Hundreds have been killed in the attacks. Israeli reconnaissance planes have violated Lebanon's airspace again. They've flown over Beirut and some southern regions. Israeli warplanes violate the Lebanese airspace almost on a daily basis. This is in a breach of UN Security Council Resolution 1701 that ended Israel's 33-day war against Lebanon in 2006. And a Pakistani court has released CIA contractor Raymond Davis after he was indicted on two counts of murder. Davis shot dead two Pakistanis in the eastern Punjab city in January. He claimed that he acted in self-defense. The U.S. tried hard to free Davis, claiming he has diplomatic immunity. And gunmen in southwestern Pakistan have set fire to four fuel tankers heading back after supplying foreign forces in Afghanistan. Local officials say a driver was killed and another injured in the attack in Balochistan province. Supply tankers for NATO troops frequently come under arson attacks. And a NATO soldier has been killed during an attack by Taliban militants in eastern Afghanistan. The nationality of the soldier is being withheld. At least 85 U.S.-led foreign troops have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year. 2010 was the bloodiest year for them, with 721 fatalities. And quake-struck Japan is filled with dread of nuclear contamination. Radiation levels around the Fukushima nuclear power plant have risen and are now at risk to human health. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake off Chiba Prefecture is the latest aftershock to hit Japan after Friday's devastating disaster. Hello and welcome back to Press TV's extensive coverage of the situation in the Middle East and North Africa. Of course, today we have witnessed another very violent day in Bahrain as the situation is deteriorating rapidly. We have at least six people being killed and many others being wounded as the crackdown has intensified, with the curfew being put in place. We know that the curfew is in place from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. and opposition protesters had said that they wanted the people to gather again in Pearl Square. But Pearl Square has actually been under attack and have cleaned out that area basically by the military police that have come down hard on the anti-government protesters. This situation started deteriorating even more as Saudi forces entered the scene, which of course has taken place yesterday. Once they were on the scene, the violence was intensified, where we had shooting being fired from helicopters. And as you can see, these are the latest pictures, and some of them are very graphic.